We grab the sports world by the neck and swing it around like a cowboy's lasso. It's a heck of a thing, really. Schemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
I'm Craig Schemann with Pete Shepherd. It is a glorious day for all us native Detroiters as we put the beat down. I mean, it wasn't even close. You know, you've been throwing a lot of stuff in my face here today, back and forth, because of our pigskin picks and whatnot. But I do believe you said that it would either be a Patriots blowout or a very close game down to the wire. It was neither. It was a Lions blowout of the hapless Patriots.
You are not allowed, because you are disavowed. Hey, I sound like Jesse Jackson.
It kind of rhymed a little bit.
You were not allowed because you, sir, are disavowed. You have been against your Lions from day one. You have ripped them up and down and sideways. You have not believed in anything since the first pick six. Other than that, you have just absolutely trashed them for the last 2.5 weeks.
Even Al Michaels referred to the hapless history of the Lions. I don't recall him saying the hapless history of the Patriots, which you claim to cling to falsely, by the way.
There was plenty of hapless years, yes.
Not really.
Back in the end. It's
a great point.
Yeah, thank you. When I got Al Michaels backing me up, I win that argument. Drop the mic.
Even against San Francisco, when I said they fought back hard, they would have laid an egg last year. They fought back hard, gave the 49ers a game, covered. Had a chance to win it in the end, actually. Got screwed by a bad call after they got the ball down to the 7-yard line.
Yep.
And last week, all you did was trash them again, and then you picked the Patriots. I picked the Lions.
I think one thing is clear.
Yeah.
I think the Lions and the Dolphins are going to meet in Atlanta in February. I mean,
don't tempt me with a good time.
Hey.
239-337 ESPN.
I will be there. I will absolutely be there if my fins are in it.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right.
I'll call in every favor for anybody I've ever met. Just get me to the city because I want to be a part of that riot.
You and your rioting again. I don't get it.
You're going to fly in a
Why
couch.
Why can't you just enjoy a good time and be good? Be done with it.
Fly in a couch.
239-337 ESPN. 239-337-3776 is the phone number. He immediately goes to the rioting. I don't understand these new millennials.
Crazy.
I understand having joy. I understand being upset. But I do not understand rioting, whether you are joyful or upset. I don't get it.
I don't either. I don't either.
Oh, let's go to the phones. 239-337.
Well, it's what I really want one time. I want one time to be a part of a happy riot.
There's no damaging property.
No, I disagree. There was absolutely happy rioting going on in Philly last February 4th. That was a happy riot. That was not an angry mob-like mentality. That was everybody coming together because our football team won a Super Bowl.
Do we have a difference in opinion of what a
happy
riot is?
Rioting. It's a thing.
Is glass being broken? Are TVs being stolen?
Small glass.
Are cars being flipped over?
I mean, what, like a glass bottle being broken? Yeah, that happens in a joyous moment. Sure.
Wow. Let's go to the phones. I just don't get it.
I don't either.
A vase? Sure. It's happened to everyone.
Make sure it's not your wife's favorite. Mike and Benita, you're on with Schemann and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. I know only one of you is happy about the Lions, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Two of us are happy.
The two of them are very happy. But only one of them in this room, although Chris picked the Lions. I picked the Lions as well.
Bingo.
Craig, the Lions fan.
Good job, Chris.
Craig, the Lions fan.
Way to be on top of your picks.
Craig, the Lions fan, Mike, picked the Patriots on Friday.
It's all right.
And that's how real football fans deal with themselves, is they bet against their team just in case they lose.
Yeah.
So they can at least be happy.
Absolutely, Mike. Way to bring it today on a Monday.
No, I just wanted to comment on the state of the NFL and the hits. And you know what? I totally agree that these hits and these rules are ridiculous. But to be perfectly honest with you, the days of the NFL being the Roman Colosseum of our time and watching gladiators destroy and kill each other, I think this is the 21st century, man. I think the NFL owners, and they understand, they're smart businessmen. This is not the way the NFL is going to survive and move into the future. They cannot allow it. This is we have too much information now. We didn't know 20 or 30 years ago that there was a 3-year lifespan on an NFL player. Some pipe fitter might have been happier killing himself in the Dick Butkus years destroying people rather than going and work in a factory. But now these players, these parents, they're educated. They know what is it worth to make a couple of million dollars to sacrifice your mind, your body, and your life for a 3-year career.
But Mike, let me jump in just real quick. If I were to agree with everything you've said, what could Clay Matthews have done differently on that play that he's flagged? Because physically, he couldn't have done the Matrix and changed his body and how gravity works. He couldn't have changed that.
And Tyrone Crawford on Russell Wilson too yesterday, same thing.
He could not, or neither one of them could do anything. And it's the point is they need to suck it up. The numbers are down for youth football because people are realizing that there's only so many Neanderthal-sized children out there to sacrifice their bodies that can really play at this level. The idea of the tough guy, the killer that can go out there and destroy people. What was the old ESPN thing that they used to do, got jacked up? We all love that, but that's not today's world. And at some point, people are going to have to wrap their brains around the fact that the NFL is going to turn into some form of
Mike, that wasn't. That's not the roughing the passer calls that are affecting the NFL today. It has nothing to do with helmet to helmet. It's forcibly landing on quarterbacks, and what, their bones are brittle, so we have to protect them because they're not defensive linemen. I'm sorry, I don't see the correlation
between
head trauma and what and the hit that Clay Matthews did on Kirk Cousins 2 weekends ago. I don't see the connection there. I don't get it.
No. Should we not have checking in hockey anymore either? I mean, good old-fashioned hip check, that's still legal. I mean, where does it end? And this is like, you know, they get the same argument from some parents in Little League. Oh, why this guy throws 100 miles an hour. There's always those one or two kids in Little League that can bury you, throw the ball, it seems like 100 miles an hour. There's always those one or two, three dominant kids. What? What are you going to do?
You don't
go up there and be afraid. You go up there and try to do your best.
In Pop Warner football, they have weight classes. They don't have 200-pound 14-year-olds playing with 120-pound 14-year-olds.
If anything, the bigger kids get penalized because they're not allowed to play as much unless there's a lot of other bigger kids.
By the way, Jimmy G, it's official, torn ACL out for the season, and that was a non-contact play.
Protecting the quarterbacks with these hits has nothing to do with head trauma. What has to do with head trauma is changing the way that we kick the ball off. Mm-hmm. Got it. But protecting the quarterbacks is simply a bottom line thing because they don't want DeShone Kizer rolling out starting for the Packers in week 7 of the regular season. They want number 12 out there.
All right.
And everybody sees that.
And Hugh Jackson said that Tyrod Taylor is not going anywhere regarding a trade possibility to San Francisco. And he's here to back up Baker Mayfield. And you got to wonder. I don't think it'll happen, but, you know, will that buddy Colin Kaepernick get a look? Probably not.
Where? In San Fran?
Yeah.
I've heard that rumblings. I never know. Look, I think the guy. Anyway, I don't want to start
from a talk show standpoint.
Right, you're
hope he does.
Absolutely. All right, let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. Let's talk some football. It's what we do here on Mondays. Let's go to Joey in Port Charlotte. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hi, Joey.
Hey, Joey.
Hey guys. Good win for the Lions last night. Loving that.
Yes, sir.
Fence up,
dominated.
Hey, but here's the thing with this the new hitting rule with the quarterbacks and everything. Just like you mentioned a few minutes ago, Garoppolo, that wasn't a hit. He's gone for the season.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to protect the quarterbacks from themselves? I mean, you know, that Tyrone Crawford hit on Russell Wilson. That's textbook sack right there.
Yep.
It's getting ridiculous. And that same with the Clay Matthews. It's getting ridiculous. And half these quarterbacks are going down. You know, a non-contact deals like Teddy Bridgewater when he did it in practice. And so, you know, you're never going to take the injuries out of the sport. That's all I got to say.
I think they've done so far, it's just been inconsistent rule calling and textbook tackling the way I've seen it for the majority of the time. There's also 30. There's almost double the roughing the passer calls after 3 games than there were last year. I think there were 16 last year at this time. They're 30 already this year.
They want to throw that flag.
And many are bogus.
No doubt about it. Back to the phones. Let's go to Alex in Naples. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on a Monday. Hi, Alex. How are you?
Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
How are you? I was going to talk real quick. I've been listening all day about the whole Le'Veon Bell thing and how
On the trading block, by the way. Yeah, yeah, in case people don't know.
I'm a big Steelers fan, so I hate to see him go, but everyone's talking about where he could go. I don't understand. If he's not playing for the Steelers and they can't restructure his contract, why would any team want to get him knowing that he might not come back until game 10?
Here's why, Alex. The only reason it would have to be one of those secret handshake, which does happen in the NFL, don't kid yourself, one of those secret handshake wink-wink deals that he would have, they would have verbal assurances off the record that he would sign with that team. But absolutely, you're right. But that's what would have to happen.
It would be a third-round compensatory pick since he was a franchise. I'll tell you a team that would help put him over the top. Tampa Bay Buccaneers could use a little running action. They have everything else in place. I'm just throwing that out there. Let's see here. Let's go to Justin. Why is ESPN doing a freeze-frame picture of Garoppolo's knee sideways? I don't need to see that.
It's not that gruesome.
Oh, okay. Justin of Fort Myers, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Justin.
Come on, NFL. What is? How the heck is Goodell still the commissioner?
Because he's under making contract.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah. Well, he's got $44 million a year coming for the next 3 years. So.
For what? He every year it seems that the NFL is getting worse and worse. Where they're losing fans. You know, I mean, just because my Dolphins are 3-0, I'm still watching. But
there you go.
It wasn't for that. I mean, what is this guy is making every wrong decision possible.
Well, it's, you know, Al Riveron keeps tweeting out videos every week of what he believes is right and wrong. It's every officiating crew is different. They're all throwing flags. Like I said, the roughing the passing calls almost double what they were last year, and a bunch of them, more than a quarter of them, I think, are very bogus.
Listen, the helmet to helmet rules is to avoid a future lawsuit, and the protecting the quarterbacks is what Chris said. They don't want DeShone Kizer in a December game for the Packers.
College football. I'll say it's breaking news. No sounder
breaking
worthy.
News!
But it is breaking news. Ohio State defensive end Nick Bosa out until November at least after major surgery.
Yeah, Penn he had that was a sports hernia, lower abdomen. I saw it live. Saw him when he tore it.
I agree.
And they got a lot of D-line. They got a lot of D-linemen at Ohio State.
Yeah, but
good defensive lineman. But
what does this do for him? He's probably the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, I agree.
He's number top two? Five.
Yeah, okay.
I'd say Ed Oliver. I think he's got all the hoopla.
There's five defensive linemen that go top five.
Yeah.
Could be. Because you guys need defensive linemen like the Detroit Lions have, because they're victorious. Let's go to the phones, and let's welcome Wig in Fort Myers. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Wig.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Long-time caller. Always listen to the show.
Yes,
love
sir.
You, Wig. Thank you.
I got to give a shout-out to my Dolphins, you know.
Hey-o!
For my guy to be a Dolphins fan in that, he's giving it up to Detroit as far as the best receiving corps. I like our receiving corps due to it's very crafty and it's what Gase needs for our offense. We got Amendola in the slot. Mm-hmm. Wilson can play quarterback. Jakeem Grant is like the top three kill. You know, so we got Webb. We got Devontae Parker outside. We got the 6'4 guy. We got Steele, the speed guy.
You got Gesicki, the tight end, looking good.
Right. And, you know, we still got the other guy that just got a derby. So it's all about him and his play calling, and he's very creative in what he's called. Now, when we get Rashawn Jones back, we ain't gonna be no 4-12, 8-8. All I'm saying.
I love it, Wig.
Thank you, Wig.
I love it.
You know, seriously, what I love is coming in here last. We've been doing this a year and a half here in this market. We come in last week and calls for 4 hours on Fitzmagic and the Buccaneers. Today, it's the Dolphins, which kind of I should be jealous about because it's superseding some of my Lions' joy. But I'll give it up. It's okay. Then we're going to talk Fitzmagic tomorrow, too. I just love the calls.
It's the Tanny Magic.
Easy in there.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to square peg round hole, I guess, there.
Let's go to Skip. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. What's up, Skip?
Skip.
Hey, man.
What's up?
It's a real good year for publicity in football. There's so many issues coming in that have never been brought up. You guys are doing a great job covering it all. There's one thing that I saw yesterday that turned my stomach. I don't know if anybody caught it, but the guy mimicked wiping his rear end with the ball.
And that was on Thursday night. Yes. That was on the Jets game, Cleveland game Thursday night. Yeah.
I'll let you go. You guys are doing a great job with all these issues, and I got open-minded, whatever you're saying. Go.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Skip. Appreciate it.
I mean, it's was a little, it was over the top. You get a flag for it. But, I mean,
should have got a flag for it.
He did. Yeah, he did.
It just seems immature and unnecessary. I mean, a lot of guys have been pretty creative with their celebration. I prefer you do something
really
creative
funny.
Or do nothing else.
Says
I didn't think it was that funny.
He says he wasn't doing what he was doing, wiping his butt. But I don't know.
Yeah.
239 quick. Hey, guys, just starting the show. Can you give a quick 15-second update on how Pete started the show? I'm guessing his anger was off the chart. No, my anger was not off the chart because I picked Detroit to win. I was unhappy.
He's not, simmering below the level.
I'm not.
He's
not,
about to blow.
Yeah, yeah, it's not, like he's like a duck simmering. Swimming right now. It looks calm, but under the surface, a lot of movement, a lot of jostling.
No. If they play like that in weeks 5 through 7, once Edelman is back and Josh Gordon is on the field, then I'll be upset.
But you got eliminated from the playoffs last night. Did you look at the standings? The Dolphins are going to go up 4 games on you,
we're
and it's not even
down,
October.
Craig. We're counting it. We're going to clinch by December.
Yeah, magic number is 12. Let's go.
Thanksgiving weekend. This thing is going to be wrapped up. Home field advantage is a
best
lock.
Best of luck is Baker Mayfield reaching the first round of the divisional playoff.
Oh, goodness. Let's go to Ron in Fort Myers. Wants to talk a little Jimmy G with Sheeman and Shepherd. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Ron.
Hey guys, congratulations all the way around to all the Florida teams. But as far as the San Francisco quarterback situation goes, I think the Bucs should trade Jameis Winston to San Francisco and be done with that issue.
You know what?
Hot
Ron,
take!
You
know hot what? Take!
Ron, I love that.
Wow.
Take. That's a really good, because if you think
drop the mic!
Well, no, I think that's an interesting scenario, especially after what happens tonight, because what are the 49ers going to go? CJ Beathard the rest of the way?
That is fascinating.
They did
right
announce. In fact, Jameis Winston was told that the job's not going to be his when he comes back. And he comes back tomorrow, by the way, to practice.
Yep.
Wow.
And he was told behind the scenes.
I'm a little upset at myself that I didn't think of that. I was so enamored with Colin Kaepernick going back to San Francisco.
Yeah, but you couldn't think of it because you didn't know Jimmy G was going on, out for the season until a few minutes ago.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I knew. I assumed that he had torn his ACL.
Yeah, but still, it's kind of fresh out there. But yeah, that's a great take. Absolutely.
I like it.
Yeah, I do like it. All right, Bob and Estero, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, listen, I've been coaching Pop Warner football for 15, 16 years. One guy said that, you know, the reason that Pop Warner and football's losing people is the head injuries, and that's absolutely false. The reason that we're losing people in Pop Warner is that now there are so many different choices for kids to play.
Mm-hmm.
You have lacrosse, soccer, hockey, mm-hmm. basketball, baseball. You have all of those sports that people are signing up for, as opposed to just having football, baseball, and basketball when I grew up.
Yeah.
So it's really not so much the head injuries, because in Pop Warner, I've been coaching 15 years, and I think in 15 years, and all the kids I've ever coached, I think we had one concussion that was a slight concussion all 15 years.
Hmm.
So I don't see that. And as far as football, it's a violent sport. You cannot, mm-hmm. I don't care what you do, you cannot legislate or change the rules in football to take the violence out of it. It's not, you can't do it. It's every single play, you are hitting someone. It's not baseball, it's not basketball. Every single play, your job is to go out and hit someone. So to try to make these rules, to make it safer, I understand, head-to-head, absolutely. But you're never going to take the violence out of football, or you don't have the game of football.
Well, let me ask you this, Bob. You're still coaching. You're coaching Pop Warner this year too.
Yes.
All right,
let me ask you, how has Roger Goodell and Al Riveron affected the way you coach youth football now?
Oh, the way I've coached youth football has completely changed. Completely changed. Every single year, we have to be certified for heads up football. We have to go online, take the course on how to teach tackling. Tackling has changed. It's actually, when I was a kid, you did tackle with your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Then it changed to using your head, and now it's back to tackling with your shoulder.
Yeah,
you know, and it's a rugby tackle. It's great. It's to you just keep your head up, your shoulder in there, wrap them, and bring them to the ground. So it has changed, which it should, because using your head in football for anything is dangerous. Period.
But Bob, when some of your kids, if they come up to you and say something like, "Hey," you know, whether it's Tyrone Crawford against Russell Wilson or Kelly Matthews against Alex Smith, I'm sure that seems like the proper way, and I think it is the proper way. It was just horrible. How do you teach a kid, a young and impressionable like that, and they see a play like that? That's how they're taught to tackle. Then a ref throws a flag. What do you do? I mean, how do you?
Look. All you have to do is you have to keep them. teach them correctly how to tackle. If the ref's going to throw a flag on that, then they're going to throw a flag, okay? But the thing that you don't want to happen is the number one reason we're out there teaching these kids the correct way is so they don't get hurt. So you need to teach the kid the proper way. And if they see something like that, it's a little bit different in the pros.
I understand,
obviously.
But the technique is the same, though. The technique is, you know, Golic was talking about it this morning. He's like, if I was teaching youth football, that's how I would teach the tackle. And then what happens is you admit, you go, you try to avoid the tackle, and then you end up injured, you know, William Hayes yesterday. Yeah. You know,
ooh, you got Bill Hayes on him?
That's nice.
Look at you. You know Will?
He knows Bill. Yeah. He knows Bill very well.
Well, then I go way back.
Let's go to Joe. Joe in Fort Myers. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
We have espresso every Thursday.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi.
A couple of quick things, and then I have a question for you. First of all, congratulations to all Detroit fans. You don't have to watch anymore now because you got your win.
Yeah, we got our win.
Fins up, Lions fans.
Number two, I'm so tired of hearing people say football is a violent sport. Call Clay Matthews and ask him if he thinks it's a violent sport. And most importantly, I don't know if Kansas City plays Pittsburgh this year. But I hope they do because the loser is going to score about 90 in that game.
They did last week.
Last week.
They played last week. And
Chiefs got out to a big lead, then blew it, then ended up winning the game.
That happened.
It's a thing.
And you know what? You're pretty accurate. The loser did score an awful lot of points in that football game.
Exactly. Brad and Lehigh, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Brad. What's up?
Pretty good. Hey, a couple things to talk about, then I got a question for you.
Yeah.
All this stuff about, you know, the rule changes because football's too violent and the concussions and the head trauma. But what about MMA fighting and boxing where it's a stat to have a knockout?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
You know, and you're getting hit in the head 30, 40 times a match. You don't think those guys have head trauma?
Oh, God, yeah. We all have Parkinson's disease.
Brad, you know what it is. There's not a governing body for boxing that you can sue for head trauma versus if you have head trauma and you're a football player, you sue the National Football League. So that's the reason for the helmet-to-helmet stuff.
Exactly.
All right.
Also, what kind of price tag do you think the Colts can get for Jacoby Brissett?
Well, that's another interesting thing. Talking about going to San Francisco, maybe?
Yeah,
that's another interesting
time.
I don't know. Andrew Luck, we found out, can't throw the ball 45, 50 yards in the air, so they might need him. Who's going to throw Hail Marys for the Colts? But no, it's an interesting point. It really is. I think that's an interesting one.
Colts are going to have to do hook and ladders now at the end of the game.
I mean, CJ Beathard, is that the guy? That's your guy? He's the second or third year kid, I think, went to Iowa?
Don't talk about the Hawkeye like that.
Yeah, but I mean, that's who you're going with?
Yeah.
239 says Buccaneers could use draft picks, give draft picks for Jameis Winston and the 49ers, and then go ahead and sign Le'Veon Bell.
He started five games last year.
Don't want to sign a running back.
54.9%
They need some kind of running game.
Beathard, 54.9% completion percentage, four touchdowns, six picks.
Maybe not. I'd like some running game.
Ooh, New York Daily News reporting that the Jets are interested in Le'Veon Bell.
Good.
J-E-T-E-S.
Because when you're terrible, go get an overpriced running back.
Yeah.
Well, again, wherever he goes, there has to be some, in my opinion, has to be some sort of side deal in place where he is going to sign there when it's all said.
But like I said, after the week one victory the Jets had over the Lions, this is the time now with the Jets where it looks like you got a quarterback. Now you start putting those expensive pieces around the quarterback, give him a lot of weapons that would fit, since you're paying your quarterback very low amount of money for a quarterback. Yeah. You can afford to pay your running back.
See, and that's the opposite with the 49ers. That's why I'm not so sure the 49ers are going to jump out there and sign somebody and make some kind of wicked trade for and give up assets.
I don't know who the other quarterback is now after Beathard. Well, they don't have anybody.
It is Beathard. I know. I agree with you. But why give up assets when you've already committed to Jimmy G now for the next 4 years for big dollars? I don't think they're going to be so quick to go give up draft picks to go sign another quarterback right away, like of any name value.
Yeah.
Mullins, third stringer for the for the Niners. He is from Hoover, Alabama, went to Southern Mississippi.
How about Ryan Griffin?
Is he on a practice squad? Because he's, I don't see.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He's not even on the,
How about the Buccaneers' third guy, Ryan Griffin?
They like that guy.
Yeah,
He'll be the backup next year to Fitzy.
239-337-ESPN.
Tebow to the Niners.
All right, coming up still, more NFL sound and more Tiger reaction to his great moment in sports yesterday. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Sports. You love it. We love it. And quite frankly, I don't trust anyone who doesn't love it. Do you?
Is that a serious question?
This is Schaman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
I'm Craig Schaman with Pete Shepard. I'm the Lions guy. He's the Patriots guy.
You're a disavowed Lions guy.
I win.
How do you look at yourself in the mirror? After
nobody beats the wins.
Can we play the tape from Friday?
Fins up.
Lions roar.
Can we play the tape from after the Jet loss?
Here's what we could do. Everybody in here, the three of us, raise your hand if your team won this weekend.
Two hands are up. Two hands are up.
What are you raising your hand for? Mr. Tom Brady.
Cozy Perry, baby. That era's beginning.
Boy, did Tom Brady look lackluster, like he didn't even care. Didn't even want to be in Detroit.
Look slow.
Old. 55.
Yeah. Was that a walker in his hand in the third quarter?
No, but he was just flipping his helmet. Coming back to the sideline.
He's a poor sport.
Yeah, poor sport. Bad attitude.
One drive. Just need one drive.
We just need one drive, guys. Get back. You needed three drives. You needed three more drives to get in this game. That's right. That's how we roll in Detroit.
Was it three and outs in the first half?
Three in a row. Nine plays. Boom. In fact, Lions, 70 offensive plays. Patriots, 47. Time of possession. I didn't even see Tom Brady. Did Tom Brady even get on the field in the first half? I don't recall seeing him.
Not much, yeah. He didn't.
Dominated time
That's
of possession.
That's how you beat those guys.
It is.
You watch and learn with your little Dolphins over there, Chris. That's how we
My
roll.
Little Dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a school of dolphins at this point, sir.
Well, don't worry. You know what lions eat? Lions eat fish. We got you in like
lions
2 weeks.
Lions do not eat fish. They're afraid of the water. They're mammals. Felines. They're afraid of the water.
Mammals. Whatever.
Whatever. All right. All right. Bunch of prize packages coming up. So what? We got Jason from Naples. Was he a winner from our... It was our Florida State Miami.
With Il Primo. So over the last 2 weeks, you can stop by and eat Il Primo Pizza and Wings. Registered. And Jason from Naples, we will be giving you a call probably tomorrow sometime.
All right.
Tell you how you can come pick up your tickets.
Congratulations.
And, that October 6th game, right?
Yes.
Between the Noles and the U.
And we also have tickets. We won't do it today, but we'll have tickets to Thursday's U game against North Carolina.
Yes. Yeah,
Thursday night special.
Got that. This week we'll have tickets to 41-92, an evening with Pete Rose live at the Barber B Man.
Right.
I believe that's October 5th, so we'll have tickets to that. And this weekend, our pal over at Millennial Brewing, Kyle, he is having their Oktoberfest with beer and
sweet
music and schnitzel and all sorts of German things, and we'll have tickets to that as well.
Sweet. All right, speaking of college football, we got to squeeze some of that in, too. What a big day here on Monday.
It was a fantastic weekend.
It is pod of dolphins, not school. You're right.
A pod?
A pod, yeah. School is fish.
You know what there's not around here in Southwest Florida? A pod of dolphins.
No.
I did some beach walking this weekend.
No.
There's nothing. It's dead. Mm. It's dead around here. Dead fish, nothing swimming in the water.
It got worse
No
again.
Sandpipers eating. Nothing on the beach.
It got worse again, unfortunately.
Let's go to the phones. Joe in the Cape, you're on with Schaman and Shepard. Hello.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
How are you?
I was doing okay till I was at Duffy's yesterday watching the Colts play. I'm from Indianapolis. Moved down here a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
And being 30, my favorite Eagles fan, and I had to walk out with my tail between the leg after that hideous loss.
Well, you know, what'd you think
about the last play when Andrew Luck couldn't even do the Hail Mary?
I'm not surprised at all by that.
Well, do you want to keep Jacoby Brissett? Or you want to trade him to the 49ers now?
I think we got to keep him. It's too soon.
Wow. Okay.
But you got to be a little optimistic. They went into Washington and won that game last week, which has kind of surprised me.
The Colts defense has been
better
very
than
surprised
expected.
This year.
Better than expected.
Way better than expected. And you can say you want about Carson Wentz's first game back yesterday and all that stuff, but they had a fight to win that game in the end, and they were trailing in that game. They came back and won. Carson Wentz looked pretty good. He was way more nimble in the pocket than I thought he would be. He escaped some, I thought for sure, sacks and completed passes. But I thought it was going to be a tough game for the Colts going in there. But they covered. For those of you who care about that kind of
really
thing,
is important.
In this room, someone went 6-0.
All right, let's go to some audio. Yesterday, the Dolphins 3-0. Number one seed in the AFC if the season were to end today. Jakeem Grant with this touchdown on CBS.
What did he cut?
little double reverse action, and here comes Albert Wilson throwing it. Wide open, Jakeem Grant. Grant to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown.
He made a great move there, by the way, that yeah. last move to get in the end zone.
What are we calling this, Miami special? I mean, we got Philly special. We got Cleveland special.
Yeah, it's the Miami special.
The Miami special?
Miami special.
All right, I'm just asking. I'm not making fun. I just want to know.
Yeah.
So are you? You can't make fun of 3-0.
No, it's hard to. It's hard to.
People can try.
Yeah.
No, but at the end of the day, all I can say is, fins up, Dolphins.
What does Adam Gase have to say? He said everybody was clutch, particularly Wilson, but been working on that trick play lately.
Yeah, Albert had probably two of the biggest ones we needed, and you know it took four quarters for us to really get in. You know, any kind of rhythm. They did a great job versus the run game, and we knew we were going to have to throw it to win it. And we had a couple plays we really liked that have been working well all week in practice, and really we've been working on them for a couple weeks. So, you know, for those guys to go out there and execute it perfect, it was good to see.
Yeah, Wilson or Grant talked about they running that three or four times flawlessly, worked every time they said in practice last week.
Yeah, you know what? It just gives the Patriots that much more film that they need to break down, one extra thing that they got to keep an eye on for a defense that's already reeling right now.
Right.
For the record, I don't want Matthew Stafford catching any touchdown passes. I mean, if he were to get hurt,
why not?
We got nothing.
If he
gets hurt, we're done.
You got Kerryon Johnson.
Right now, I don't think Miami needs to resort to any kind of
tomfoolery,
trick plays, whatever, next week in Foxborough. We'll see.
We'll see.
239 says that's still the Philly special. Nay, sir.
It's not the Philly
it's
special.
It's not the Philly special.
The quarterback screen has been around the NFL and college football since the beginning of time.
That was not a quarterback screen. That was a double reverse.
But that was. But I'm saying the other.
You had your own wrinkle.
Quarterback screens have been around forever.
I can already see the statue that's going to be put outside The Rock next year.
The Rock.
Is Adam Gase holding the clipboard calling this play with his headphones on? All right, enough of all that fun tomfoolery. Let's get on to the real story of the NFL. Kerryon Johnson took us back in the time machine. Sound effects, please, Pete Chipper. 2013, 70 games ago, the last time the Detroit Lions had a running back rush for over 100 yards, Kerryon Johnson did it yesterday.
He's up. Settle for a run here. And almost to the 45-yard line.
Did that do it?
It goes, well, that's going to put him at 101 yards.
So unless
he loses a couple of yards on subsequent runs, it's going to be the first. It's almost like the crowd senses
it. The crowd knows it, baby. The crowd knows it. Thank you, Al and Chris on NBC.
Not the only streak that started in 2013 to be snapped yesterday either.
Which one? Because I got more Lions stuff. What do you got for me?
Tiger Woods.
Oh,
his last one was 2013.
We
a lot of streaks broken over the weekend.
Absolutely.
A lot of streaks broken over the weekend.
Would love to get to that. We'll get to that. But I got to hear my boy, Matt Patricia, please. Could you cue him up and fire it off?
Your
Very
boy.
Proud. My boy. My guy that I was all for the hiring. Matt Patricia.
Very proud of the players. I think they did a great job tonight. You know, give them all the credit for going out and trying to execute the plan and to go for, a hard, tough football game against a great football team like the Patriots. And, I think the guys really understood that they had to, do a lot better here all the way around. And I think it started with the week of practice. I think we had a good week of practice. I think the guys kind of dove into it right from the start and really tried to do everything they could to learn the game plan, learn our opponent, and go from there. So just real proud of them. I think they did a great job. Give all the credit to the players. They're the ones that did it out on the field. But understand that's a really good football team we just played right there. Those guys are, outstanding players.
Used to be a good team.
Coached, at the highest level. So that's a tough, hard game.
Right. Meanwhile, on the other side.
Well, we didn't really play very well. We got our asses kicked.
Boy, Matt Patricia, who you trashed for three straight
Matt
weeks.
Matt Patricia is obviously coach of the year.
No, it started in the preseason.
And, Pete Shepard
you're right, it did.
Building us up way too much, and we're on to Miami.
Bill, what do you have to do to improve the third down defense?
I've said this multiple times. I'll say it again. We need to do everything better. Play better, coach better, execute better in all three phases of the game. So whatever one you want to bring up, the answer is all the same. None of it's been good enough.
We're a dumpster fire in New England, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Jeff in Fort Myers. His team knows what it's like to beat the Patriots as well. He's an Eagles fan. Jeff, how are you?
Hey, Jeff.
I couldn't be better, man. I love when you guys do your impersonations of Belichick, man. It gets me laughing out loud.
I'll tell you what, though. I think our impersonations of Andrew Luck are gaining some steam.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, he's phenomenal to listen to, man. Like, I don't even know what he's saying half the time, but I'm with him, man.
Yeah.
So here's my thing. You know how, like, everybody thinks their kid is smart or cute?
Yeah.
Yes. So,
like, I can't tell. Like, I'm an Eagles fan, and I can't tell, and I need an outside opinion. Uh-huh. We were playing with basically a second-string offense yesterday. We have multiple running backs out. We have multiple wide receivers out.
Yep.
As an Eagles fan, I don't know half of the guys that are on the offensive side of the ball, and we're still winning. Help me out to get outside of my parent goggles.
Yeah.
When everyone gets back, are we going to be ripping and running, or how do you guys feel about that?
I think right now they're doing what, you know, the defending world champions, and it's always tough not only to get back to the Super Bowl, but some cases, in many cases, to get back to the playoffs at a million times. Look, sexiness is not in the scoreboard of how they won. They're winning. They lost to the Buccaneers.
Yep.
A red hot Buccaneer team, but look, they're taking care of business on the whole so far. They're 2-1. And there's been a lot of other Super Bowl teams that have started off a lot worse.
By the way, real quick, 239. Was it me or did Matt Patricia go in for a long bear hug with Bill Belichick and he didn't want any part of it? Fact.
Fact.
Fact. That was science. A little bit uncomfortable for me to watch.
He was afraid of the beard.
I think Belichick was afraid the pencil was going to poke him in the eye.
A little stinky beard.
Well, Belichick had a pencil, too.
Two pencils collide.
They both have them in the right ear, so it's dangerous.
Touching pencil tips.
Yeah. Whoa, that sounds... Okay, let's just move on. The Obscure Sportsman is coming up next. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Craig and Pete have you covered on the main sports. Chris will get you covered on everything else. It's the Obscure Sports Minute.
Week 15 of the CFL season, just 6 weeks away from the Grey Cup playoffs starting. You can almost taste it.
Seems like yesterday.
I know. The Alouettes of Montreal, that's Johnny Football's team, they lost to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 14-31 on Friday night. We had a Saturday tripleheader. The Eskimos of Edmonton lost to the Ottawa Red Blacks 28-15. Toronto lost at home to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders 29-30. Great game there. And I'm telling you guys, this is the most difficult environment. It's basically the rock of CFL. The BC Lions, they're 7-1 at home this year. They beat Hamilton on Saturday night 35-32. You don't just walk into British Columbia and stroll out with a casual victory. Nice weekend of soccer across the pond. My Manchester United, they tied Wolves 1-1. Disappointing result there. Man City putting it on Cardiff City 5-0. And on Sunday, Ronaldo made his debut goal in the Serie A as Juventus beat Frosinone 2-0.
Wow. All right, here's an obscure stat. You ready for this?
Hit me.
We have a couple of time. Adam Scheffner. Ryan Fitzpatrick's wife, Lisa, I did not know this, is due with the couple's seventh child in January.
Mm-hmm.
The seventh child will join Brady, Tate, Lucy. Brady's 11, Tate is 9, Lucy is 7, Maisie is 5, Joey is 3, and Ruby is 1.
Wow.
Fitzpatrick now looks as if he's trying to challenge Philip Rivers for league lead in children, which
Rivers.
Is 8.
Philip Rivers and Ryan Fitzpatrick need to hang out together.
Right, since Cromartie left the league, you know, everybody's been...
How do you have 8? How do you do it? How do you do 2?
I mean, do you want the answer?
How do my parents do 2? How do you do 1? How do you do 8?
Chris, I'm about to give you some some knowledge here. You're about to have your second. And you think, I know how busy and tired you are just having one, and it's 2-on-1. And you think, all right, when we have the second kid, it's still 2-on-2.
Man-to-man defense.
You think the workload will double.
Right, it's not. Two. You don't have to play zone yet.
Well, you might, because here's the fallacy of parenthood. Just when you double your kids, the workload doesn't double. It exponentially, like, quadruples. It's a whole nother level.
So you're not multiple. You're
not going
you're
from one to two.
Squaring it.
Yeah.
Right, so it's really.
You're cubing it.
Okay.
Yeah, it just give you a heads up. It's gonna wear you out, man.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, you're not gonna be
really looking forward to it.
You're not gonna be the same after October, no question about it. But you know, hey, congratulations.
Overlook all of that because of the joy that your child is gonna bring into your life. I mean, it's a miracle, right?
Yes.
So just look at it that way.
You can look at it that way, but you're gonna be
buying that.
dead, drag, tired the rest of your life.
No. Actually,
yes.
I was kind of hoping that I had a kid this week because I'm up at 2 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. It's Ryder Cup this week.
Oh.
Come on.
Hey, you can smoke some meat. Well, as long as you're up. You might as well, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And have a kid. You might as well just have a kid.
Done. Although that really messed with the viewing times if she went into labor. So I got to tell her to just, if you're going to go Wednesday or put it off until, no, because then my Dolphins play the Pats on, maybe Monday?
What's the actual due date?
15th.
Okay.
But that's like a scheduled date. Like we're going in and they're yanking this sucker out of her.
Oh, so you don't have a long protracted sitting in a room.
Yanking,
hey, put the TV
this
on
sucker
for
out of her. How about delivering my beautiful? You guys have a boy coming.
Another boy, yeah.
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 So your beautiful son, you know, in 20 years, he's going to hear that tape. Dad, how could you say you were.
I'm not a doctor. I don't know the medical terminology of a proper cesarean section.
A C-section to deliver my beautiful baby boy?
Yeah.
As opposed to yanking the sucker out?
During Ryder Cup.
During Ryder Cup.
I'm more of a straight shooter.
Ryder Cup starts. Get the schedule. Starts this week.
I know it starts this week. Like I said, I'm going to say 2 a.m. coverage starts on Friday.
He's going to be smoking meat, watching it on Friday, hoping the kid doesn't come early.
Be great.
Then you're going to, what if you miss a Dolphins
I will not.
Patriots game or a Lions Dolphins game? And I mean, you got a lot going on.
No, I will not be missing
Alabama
any
have
Dolphins
anybody
game.
Big coming up on the skedge? That could be the deal breaker right then and there.
Nah, no, next big game is LSU.
You're good.
But it's LSU.
Yeah.
Wipe the floor with them.
All right. They keep moving up in the polls, by the way.
No, you won't.
Three in the top five in the SEC.
How about that? Let's get three of the four in the final four. All right.
It'll happen.
Coming up, we still got to get into some more Tiger Woods reaction. We spent two hours talking about football, which is great, and we're going to continue to do. But I'm sorry. That was one of the greatest moments in sports yesterday.
I totally agree.
All right. We'll tell you why. All that coming up. Sheba to Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.